Welcome to Talks from the Bible. To Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, Titus 1:4. In verse 3, Paul says, God, our Savior. In verse 4, Paul says, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. God is Christ, and Christ is God. Jesus came to earth as God in the flesh, 1 Timothy 3:16. Jesus made a statement to the Jewish leaders that they never believed. I and my Father are one, John 10:30. This is the truth that must be believed and confessed so that we might be saved. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God, 1 John 4:15. Upon Titus and upon all who will confess Jesus are bestowed the blessings of grace, mercy, and peace. God is described as the God of all grace, 1 Peter 5:10. Grace is God's divine favor that he chooses through Christ to bestow upon those who will respond in faith. God is rich in mercy, Ephesians 2:4. God, through Christ, shows pity to those who are possessed with infirmity. Grace is shown toward the lawbreaker, and mercy is shown toward those who are in distress. God is also the God of peace, Romans 15:33. With grace shown and mercy received comes peace. Peace is that harmonious relationship between God and man. No greater blessings could be given nor received. Upon every believer, these blessings come by the avenue of the common faith. A common faith is a shared faith among many. The letter to the Ephesians speaks of one faith, Ephesians 4:5. This one faith was essential to the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, Ephesians 4:3. The Roman saints enjoyed a mutual faith, Romans 1:12. This is the uniting bond that brought all of those converts together in Jerusalem who had received the gospel of Christ, and all that believed were together and had all things common, Acts 2:44. A common faith unites believers in the perfect law of liberty, James 1:25. The common faith will eradicate division among those who share an interest and love for the Lord Jesus Christ. The common faith will destroy the barriers of sectarian names and various forms of worship. The common faith will bridge the hearts of those who have a conviction of Jesus as Savior. The common faith will remove party spirits and human traditions. The common faith will bring together the followers of God into a united army that marches together against the forces of evil. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.